For this Tour SA destination, we're heading out to the Riverland West to a place discovered by Charles Sturt before Adelaide. The hotel was built in 1859. Phil Reedy from the Overland Corner Hotel joined us on Tour SA. Comments from people who hadn't been to Overland Corner Hotel?
Yeah, they were pretty amazing. People go, this is an amazing building. This is fantastic. We love people coming out for the lunchtime venues. That's what we really aim at nowadays, because we can give that more personalised effort. And we, of course, also, if they book in, we can do them a guided tour of the place and talk about the ghost stories, everything like that. It's quite good.
Just laughing about the ghost story, I asked Helen. Of course, Helen is the chairperson of the Barmera
National Trust branch.
Thank you. Yes. And I asked her about ghosts, and she said, well, it depends if you believe, is what she said.
Because her and her husband, they actually, would you believe, lived in the hotel and did it up in a museum. So she's had plenty of opportunity.
Experience, yeah.
So the internal toilets and all that stuff, they were responsible when they were living there to get all that established. Yeah, because it was a museum then, and then it progressed on, and the first, Julie Hughes and Peter Bigger, they were the ones that got the liquor license back in 1985.
So you were talking about lunch. You always got lunch on?
Yeah, we always do the lunch thing, and everybody seems to like our two-piece or four-piece fish option. And, of course, we do the epic burger. You have to be hungry for that.
When you say epic, what does that look
well,
like?
Well, it means we get a specially made panini bread roll made from Angus and Barmera Bakery.
Yeah.
And he does it. He only does it for our pub. And it looks a little bit dented, a little bit warped, just like the pub.
Yeah.
And so we put that with the old, you know, the hamburger with a lot scenario. And so everybody likes it. And if you don't want beetroot, we'll take it out.
Okay, so what are you saying? People don't like beetroot. Do you get requests for pineapple as well?
No, yeah, we have, but it's pretty only a few. Yeah, but we don't stock pineapple for that reason.
Yeah,
but we use it for other courses, you know, because you can't beat barbecued pineapple.
So what I'm gathering is it's a wonderful place just to come out for an afternoon, have lunch, have a couple of drinks, walk out the back and look at the quarry.
Yeah,
15 million years old. They're saying it is.
That's right, and then You can go for the number of walks up there to the mines. There's a whole lot of mines up the top, and those mines were there for the limestone pits the Brands had there. And then you walk down to the river along the cliffs, and you go up on the big walk, rather long walk to the top of the cliffs, where you'll see oyster beds that are 2 million years old.
Yeah.
And that's where Charles Sturt, he found the oyster shells and tagged and bagged them, and sent him back to the London Museum, and they named the species of oyster after him.
It's interesting that something else that I found out when we were out there was the fact that it was basically Overland Corner, the first place discovered in South Australia, even before Adelaide, which I wasn't aware of.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is. So what's the hours, basically, that you're open?
Well, because of our historic liquor licence, we open at 11 o'clock and close at 6 o'clock from Tuesdays to Thursdays, and then we do the nights on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
But always do bookings, please.
Yeah, so what's the best way to do that? Jump on a Facebook page or call?
A call is the main one. Because of the pub being 15 inches thick walls, mobile phones and signals find it difficult to get through the place.
Yeah, we should just mention the fact that if you are on Telstra, you generally won't have any problem, but any other carrier is a bit of an issue out of Overland Corner.
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, it is a wonderful place to visit if you're looking for something to do for the weekend or your holiday, the Overland Corner Hotel. It's a beautiful place.
Thanks.
And Phil, lovely to see you.
Thank you very
much. And we'll come out and have, what is it, Overland Corner Gold.
Yeah, beautiful beer.
If you'd like to know more about the Overland Corner Hotel or any other great tourism destination, head online to toursa.com.au.